brief.
President Biden's push for a ceasefire in a phone call with Israel's prime minister today. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
He underscored that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and to protect innocent civilians.
It follows the attack on a charity convoy that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Today, NATO marks its 75th anniversary. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg talked about the importance of the alliance at a ceremony in Brussels.
Europe needs America for its security. At the same time, North America also needs Europe.
Many schools are closed today ahead of a nor'easter in the Northeast and New England. These parents are in Maine.
Just getting a few things because I don't go out when the driving is bad.
The kids are off for a couple of days. They already have it canceled, so we need to just get kid food.
Up to 2 feet of snow is expected in some areas. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about one in every four voting-age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. That compares to more than one in every three in April's election a year ago. The weather was terrible on Tuesday, and there wasn't much at stake in the presidential primary. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. Donald Trump is calling migrants animals and other disparaging names again, most recently on the campaign trail in Green Bay this week.
Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
Trump also calls the influx of migrants at the border a bloodbath. The Biden campaign says Trump is embracing political violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. on Friday, April 5th. The meeting will take place in room 114 at the courthouse. Have you received a call from our local sheriff's department saying they need to discuss an urgent legal matter with you? This is very likely a scam call. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is warning they've been notified of people receiving this kind of call. The caller states they are a staff member with the Wood County Sheriff's Department and need to discuss an urgent legal matter. The Sheriff's Department is reminding people that they will never ask for payment, gift cards, or cryptocurrency to resolve a matter. Also, never give out financial information or detailed personal information over the phone. They advise you to hang up if something feels off and contact them at a known published number for dispatch to verify the call. That number is 715-421-8701. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Reese Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues. You know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
Obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spy.
spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to be a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they'll ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil and media critic Mark Jacob about the week's big stories.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 4th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension. Right now in the studio, we have Run the Rapids 5K Walk Run. We've got some representatives from that. We have with us Matt Zakowski. Matt, good to see you.
Thanks, James. Great being here.
Always good to have you with us. We also have Carrie Minel.
Minel.
Carrie, thank you very much for being here. And let me make sure I get this right here. J.R. Siewert. Man, that sounds familiar for some reason.
Does that sound familiar
for some
reason?
It does seem to sound familiar. It is good to see you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back here.
And it's great to have you with us. Great to have you in studio again and to talk about an amazing event, one of our favorite events in this community. People love this event, Matt. It's only gotten more popular over the years. Let's talk a little bit about the details. Let's get into the cause and the mission of this great event.
Well, James, you mentioned it is one of the, first of all, one of the longest running events of its kind in Wisconsin Rapids. And if you think about any 5K or 10K, is usually for some endeavor or cause, and they're all very worthy. But this one feels a little bit different because it really centers around our greatest gift, and that's our children and grandchildren and their families. So. Mm-hmm. This is our 19th year that we're doing this, and wow. It's always been organized and run by the Wood County Human Services. Mm. They're the ones that do the boots on the ground, work with these kids and their families. And they're still one of the beneficiaries of this event. And we're very proud that we have Assumption Catholic Schools as a partner. Assumption is one of the leading organizations as a champion for kids. So this is just a natural fit for us, and we're thrilled to be a partner with this. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds, everyone needs to know this, goes towards the great work that's being done by the Human Services, boots on the ground, working with these families and their kids. And James, just last year in 2023, there were over 300 reports of child abuse in Wood County. That is abuse ranging from physical, emotional, and sexual. And that's almost a case per day. Mm-hmm. And that is almost a crisis that people need to be aware of. So a great thing about this event is that we increase awareness of it as well. So that's why we really appreciate you having us here to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. I want to send a big thank you to, of course, the Wood County Human Services, who do amazing work in our community. We appreciate so much of what they do and always have our friends over their backs. And Assumption Catholic Schools, you're so right about that, Matt. They do so much in this community that is above and beyond, really. And they're some of the leaders in this industry as far as bringing attention to this. And as far as the cause, the child abuse statistics, we are in a divisive time in this country. And I could be saying that in the 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s. It's always been that way. But I would like to think that there is some universal truths out there. And no matter who you are on the right side of history on this, and that no abuse towards a child is ever acceptable under any circumstance whatsoever. There are only a couple things in life, I believe, are completely black and white, that there is no defense for. This is one of them. This is one of the most important ones we have. If we can't protect our kids, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And it's one of our, if not the number one law and the number one rule of us as adults, not just your own children, but children in general, it's vital going forward. And those stats you read, one is too many. That is way too high. I don't want to wait for an epidemic. I do not want to wait until things get too bad or anything. Causes like the or events like this help us raise so much attention and awareness and funds to hopefully bring those numbers down, to hopefully make this something where in future generations, this isn't something that they have to worry about. This isn't something that they have to fight.
You know, one thing I'll add to that too, James, is that in reality, and this is reality, is that this problem is never going to go away. As long as there's human beings and we are of this world, we're always going to have this. And the thing that's really wonderful about this event, all of us, myself, Carrie, JR, the sponsors, participants, are just doing our part to do what we can to, to battle this.
Yeah.
And you too, James, for having us on.
It's a topic that for a long time, like a lot of things, I'm on the, I should always mention this, I'm on the board at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, so I'm a bit biased on this topic, and I don't mind being, that's fine, blame me for that. I don't think it's taking a big stand to be against child abuse, but nowadays you gotta wonder about that. So putting that out there, one thing that we note at the Family Center quite a bit is the... how much has changed in the last couple of years with these topics? Where it used to be, we had to talk about them like this. And now we're finally speaking on them like with a raised voice. And that is only going to be a good sign for us as a society going forward. Events like this also help with that. And you can't have an event like this without sponsors and people that, you know, any event has sponsors. And they, you know, all these events we have in our area are great. They're fun. We've got a lot of good things that go on. But it means something different when you sponsor an event like this. You are showing where you stand on this cause. You are showing where you stand in the plights of history when it comes to this. And Carrie, I'd like to recognize these sponsors. I'd like to talk a little bit about that part of it, if you don't mind.
Yes, thanks, James. An event like this, you're right, can't happen without great sponsors and people who are willing to step up and help out. You know, of course, a successful race needs participants, so we're excited about that and hoping to get a lot of people involved in that. We're going to have beautiful weather. And
yes, we are going to have good weather. Speak it into existence, everybody.
Yes, I definitely like to recognize our sponsors because they are, really have stepped up. We've got some great, great sponsors. Our platinum sponsors this year are the Ann Santaga family and Advanced Janitorial. Our gold sponsors are Renaissance and Dick and Michelle Lang. Silver sponsors, Aspirus Health, Bank Account Corp, Coldwell Banker, Seward Realtors, Gottschalk Cranberry, Luke Weiland, Attorney at Law, Terrace Homes, Custom Builders, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Wood County Deputy Sheriff's Association, and A Street Auto. Our bronze sponsors are Becker & Come CPA, Express Recycling Solutions, From the Ground Up Coffee House, Kohler Vision Center, and the Mid-State Nurses Association. Our friends sponsor, the Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association, and our in-kind sponsors are Advance America, Dunkin' Donuts, Quick Trip, Ocean Spray, Energy Media, and WFHR.
A big thank you to all of those sponsors, all those people putting into an industry like this. And I'm curious, Carrie, is there still time to be a part of this or donate if you people want to?
Absolutely. Matt might be able to speak a little bit more on the donating part of it, but he's our main contact.
Yeah, thanks, okay. Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
Right up until April 27th, so we're always looking for people to sponsor this great event. And just to throw this out there, too, not looking ahead, but we are doing that. Next year is our 20th anniversary.
That's cool.
So we're constantly trying to cultivate and build our sponsorship. So never too late.
Yeah. And if I can add something to that, you know, for each of the people that are hearing this, that it's nice for you to know that as a result of those sponsors, your registration dollars go to these causes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
When you, whether you're a walker or a runner, or just going to show up and cheer people on, if you make, if you register for this race, you know that your dollars are going to help kids in our area.
And JR, it's a unique opportunity to have you here, not only because we haven't gotten a chance to talk in a long time, and it is good to see you, sir, but you have a different role in with the industry now in Colwa Banker, mm-hmm. but you, for decades, you and your family ran a very, very strong company in this area, and it seemed important to you, even before I met you, I saw your guy, Colwa Banker, attached to events, attached to event, attached to event. What was it important? Why was it important to you as a businessman to be a part of these kind of events?
As was brought up earlier, I mean, we need to advocate for kids, you know, and especially those kids that potentially are in an environment that they can't advocate for themselves. And so that's why I think Matt and Carrie and the other people that are involved with this event, the sponsors, are so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's extremely important. And this particular event has a special place in my heart because 19 years ago, I happened to be the chairperson for the Rotary Foundation of our Wisconsin Rapids Rotary Club. And as the chairperson of that, I figured, well, I better show up because it was an event that we had decided to sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I had enjoyed running in prior years, but hadn't been doing any of that. Mm-hmm. And I showed up in my khakis and some, you know, tennis shoes and just was planning on walking it. And it was a gorgeous day, just like it's going to be coming up the end of this month. And I'm like, man, you know, I feel like running. And it was just one of those days where it just kind of captured you. I'm sure, you know, you've experienced a day like that where it's just invigorating uh-huh. to be outside. And so I ended up, you know, running, you know, most of the course. I hadn't been in shape to really run the entire 3 miles.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of me taking a new interest in running.
Wow.
So because of that, it's got a very, you know, special place and for me, not to mention what we're supporting.
Certainly. And thank you for that. I appreciate that backstory there. That's really interesting. I'd always wondered where that started for you, how that got sparked. That's interesting. And it could get sparked for you being a part of this event. You never know. You could be another JR and find yourself in Boston at a marathon or something like that. Who knows? I think there's another note on that too, JR, whether you meant to or not, that is kind of noteworthy to the audience. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. Everybody can be a part of this one.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a runner to be. And whether it sparks something in you or not, you get some good exercise. You put into your community. You're seeing people that maybe you don't get to see all the time. And this course, JR, this course is beautiful.
It is a beautiful course, and this is a great opportunity to talk about that. I would have to say that, and I've had the opportunity to run a lot of courses over the years, and this particular course, I think, is probably one of the most picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
It goes along the Wisconsin River. Mm-hmm. The starting line is down by the Moravian Church on First Avenue. Same place for those that are from the area where the market is mm-hmm. on Saturday mornings. In fact, do they have that later on that day or
the farmers market? Starts in June.
Okay, so that's later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. They do have the winter's farmers market, but that's inside at the Moravian Church.
So got it.
Shouldn't
got
interfere.
It. So that's the starting location. Mm-hmm. It's extremely well organized. There's same day registration available. Packet pickup is day of the race, it's very, very well staffed. You're not going to be standing around a long time. So at that start, Franklin Timing is our timer for this. It's a timed event, and that so there's a good start finish line there.
Yeah.
There'll be music playing. Matt always arranges for somebody to do a live national anthem, which is always a great way to start out an event like this.
Yeah.
And then we take off on First Avenue, which has a little bit of a rise, at the end of that street right there at that first intersection, we cross over to a paved trail, which is part of the Ottawagam Trail in our area. That goes right along the river, goes through a beautiful residential area. Then you go underneath the overpass and enter Lions Park at nice shaded overhanging trees there, some beautiful views of the river and the island. And then that continues down to the Fireman's Memorial at Ben Hansen Park. And at that turnaround, there'll be a water station there, an aid station if anybody needs it. Take a break.
Take a five,
If you need to, right?
Yeah, need a timeout. Need a timeout.
Right, exactly. And then turn around and then follow that course back. I would say that from the participation that we've had in the past years, the walkers and the runners are very considerate of one another, and so there's plenty of room on that paved trail where you're not running into people.
Yeah, which is noteworthy too, because it's not just going to be runners out there, but we will have people walking, people with strollers possibly.
Yes.
A lot of variety out there, so plenty of room and plenty of people giving each other grace through that.
Yep. And along that line, Matt, can you speak to, because sometimes we get this question, can they bring dogs on leashes? They ought to
usually
know ahead of time
up,
so they can, plan accordingly.
That's an excellent question, GR. Strollers, of course. In fact, we have one of our guidance counselors at Assumption is going to have her child out there, and she's going to be out there and ready to participate. But strollers are welcome. We really encourage that we don't bring dogs out.
Yeah.
Just for the safety of the pet, and also for the walkers and the runners.
Yeah, and the dog probably wouldn't enjoy it for more than a couple minutes anyway, so it's probably a good idea for the dog too. But it's certainly good notes there, and thank you for asking that question, JR. That was a good one. There is a kids dash as well that's a part of this.
There is, and Matt and I will both talk about this a little bit. That's going to be at 8:30. The walk run starts at 9:00. Correct. For kids under 5, it's completely free, and I believe there's some participation awards for the kids that are going to be participating in the Kids Dash. You want to talk about
that? That is correct, JR. Anyone that crosses the start and finish line with the Kids Dash, we have an Assumption Catholic Schools water bottle in a medallion.
Cool. Oh, cool. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's very cool. And God, kids, they love stuff like that. They're going to enjoy that a lot. That might even motivate a couple of them to finish. That's pretty cool. That's good. It really is an event for everybody.
And that's going to be right in that area, so parents don't have to worry about losing sight of their children. It's a short enough out and back dash. And this year we're doing something a little bit differently. We're actually going to start the kids behind the starting line, which is also the finish line, so they get that excitement of coming through the finish line.
That's a really cool idea. That you guys do such great details on this event. There's a really cool thing to add to it. Carrie, we want to make sure that people register before April 12th as well, because we've got these two cool t-shirts, drawstring bags that they could get.
Yes. Very important to register ahead of time before April 12th. Participants will receive a long sleeve. Is it a dry fit? Is it like a sport?
Sport tech polyester. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and then the first 200 participants who register will receive the drawstring bag.
Very cool. Very cool, and a good incentive. Get out there and do that. The shirts are amazing. You not only will enjoy wearing it year round and for years, but it's a great way of showing the community where you stand on these things too.
Good point.
And spreading the word about these events as well. And maybe somebody isn't able to attend it this year, but because they see the shirt, they make a mental note, they mark their calendar, and they'll be there next year. Especially when we got the 20th anniversary of this, which we wanted to be as big as it can get. And thank you for that, Carrie. Appreciate it. Matt, as we're wrapping up here in the last couple of minutes, how can you register? And I wanted to touch on the age divisions as well.
Sure. You need to register. Everything is done online, and it's through our registration site, Run the Rapids, itsyourace.com. And it's pretty self-explanatory and simple. I just want to quickly mention, too, James, last year we incorporated a corporate challenge, team challenge, and Caldwell Banker Seawood Realtors was the recipient. They did a great job. So we are still accepting that. People need to reach out to me, your company, so I can give you a promo code. You do that, you get $5 off the registration fee. So I know Caldwell Banker Seawood Realtors are doing strong. You guys have a lot of... But we have some serious challenges.
Yeah, we got to get some competition here. Yeah,
competition. We're up for it.
Yeah, you are.
Bring it on.
Yeah, right on.
The age groups, James, we have eight different age groups. I believe it's 8 through 12, 13 through 19, and then it goes 20 through 29, 30 through 39, all the way up through 70 and above.
Yeah,
thank you. And the awards is the top three finishers, male and female, in each age group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got the complete list. Nice job. Matt did that off the top of his head. That's always I always think that's cool when you guys can do that stuff. I have it right in front of me. That website, again, runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. You can find out all that information, especially finding out more about some of the things we've talked about today, but also registering. That's a big part of this. Want to make sure you register.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
That's a really long handle, and probably nobody's going to remember it. So if you just Google Run the Rapids, that site will come up.
I know it's been a while, but you and I are still have that chemistry, JR. I tested that this morning. I'm like, well, let me see here. And I just typed in Run the Rapids, popped up right away. So you're a good note by you there. We appreciate it. Appreciate so much of this, everything you guys have done, your team has done, all the volunteers. And speaking of volunteers, Matt, can we use volunteers for an event like this?
We definitely can, James. And again, the event takes place Saturday, April 27th, 9 a.m. And our hub is the Centralia Center Riverwalk.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That is plenty of parking in that parking lot. And weather, depending on what the weather is like, we do a lot inside the Centralia Center if we have to.
Yeah.
But volunteers, please reach out to me. And we could always find...
Yeah. Yeah. A way to get somebody plugged in that wants to be part of this. Absolutely.
It's a great event. We're not going to forget it. I can't. My son's birthday is the 27th, so I really can't forget it.
Okay.
But not just as importantly, it's a Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk, and this is one of our favorite events. Meet everybody there. Register and meet us there at the Centralia Center on April 27th, 9 a.m. start time. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a really fun event. We're going to spread the word about this. Make sure you guys get a great turnout. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you.
All right, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly 3,000 students in Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. The $500,000 in state grants will reimburse schools for costs. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme that they've basically defunded this constitutional office at the detriment of Wisconsin.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for things like international business and adoptions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Military personnel and veterans will now receive more comprehensive care at Marshfield Clinic Health Systems. Staff and physicians are asking patients if they've been in the military or are currently serving. The questions will be a regular occurrence for those patients aged 17 and older, repeating every 3 years or until the history is completely captured. The new standards will capture these facts more consistently, creating more reliable and organized data within the system. Wisconsin is home to an estimated 350,000 veterans. Information about patients' military history, occupation, and industry will not affect their health insurance costs or coverage. There's still time to plan and participate in the 2024 Youth Turkey Hunt happening statewide April 13th and 14th. You can find out more information and get the necessary licenses at gowild.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Rhys Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues. You know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
You know, obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. Comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to be a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they'll ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this April 4th, 2024. Have your host James J. here, and I am joined by our great friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Laura, good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you too, James. I'm going to just say, is it really April 4th?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't look like it outside
No, it doesn't. That's the whole reason I give the date, because the weather's not telling us what time of year it is.
Right. Man.
Laura, we always enjoy talking with you, getting an update on the 4-H. How things are going with you all. I purposely did not do something we usually do. I like to ask where you'd like to start or something like that. But I didn't do that because I wanted us to be able to have, I've talked to our audience a lot, and one of their favorite interviews is this one, and in part because we talk very freely, and we just kind of get into the nuts and bolts and the fun and get our hands in the dirt when it comes to 4-H.
Sure.
So let's have some fun, and where would you like to start today?
Well, you know what? We are going to be spending some time in Wisconsin Rapids this weekend, so we start maybe with Creative Arts Day?
Kind of felt like that'd be a good place to start.
Yeah, you bet. So if you don't already know, 4-H is a program that really is there to serve our young people from kindergarten through what we call 13th grade, a year after high school. Yeah. And our goals are really to help young people develop life skills that are going to matter for them all lifelong, right? Mm-hmm. For their entire lives. And there's all sorts of ways that we can do that. And one of the routes that we can use is the arts, mm-hmm. of all things. And sometimes I think the arts get a bad rap.
Yeah.
Like it's just frilly and frou-frou kind of stuff. And that's absolutely not the case, right? Mm. Art class in schools, you know, where you're creating, you know, painting or drawing or sculpture or any of those kinds of things. Art actually helps young people develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving skills, real thinking skills, really. Creativity is so important. I think it gets that frou-frou kind of rap because it makes us happy.
Mm.
It brings us joy, and things that bring us joy aren't unimportant. They're some of the most important things that we do.
One thing that I always like to note, and I am a creative, and I've made my whole life in that industry. I will say that one thing that I agree with you, Laura, I think things are getting better when it comes to that idea of what an artist is or what a creative is, because more and more we're getting people to realize, hey, if you're a mechanic, you're a creative. Mm-hmm. If you're a retail worker, you're a creative. Every one of you has to problem solve at your job. Every one of you has to talk to people, has to be creative at different points in your job, whether it is figuring out how to get that carburetor in there or it is figuring out what to color that sky. It is all imagination. Mm-hmm. And the more we as kids grow our imagination, it's no different than any other muscle in the body. Right. We're going to use it our whole lives. When we're young is the time to really hit on that. Maybe not everybody grows up to be an artist, but everybody's going to have a job that is going to involve creativity. Yeah. So whether you realize it or not, whether you like it or not, you are a creative. Everybody out there listening.
So I thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to tell you, like, the worst insult that I ever remember getting was my daughter telling me that I'm not creative.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah.
And the thing is I am not artistic, right? The last time I took an art class, I was in seventh grade, because that's not a skill that I really feel like I have. And yet, I think I'm incredibly creative. My brain is always kind of whirling, trying to think about the new ways to do things. And actually, so this ties me back to, we hear about STEM all the time, science, technology, engineering, and math. And my background is science. I'm a wildlife biology major. And that creativity piece is critically important in the sciences, because it takes creative minds to develop the experimentation to really be able to get to the answers. So I like to put things in a STEAM framework, where it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Oh, I love that.
And so we're doing whatever we can to really help encourage that artistic, creative thinking. And Creative Arts Day, which is going to be this weekend at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, is just one example of how 4-H is really encouraging those creative minds. We talked about kind of challenges with art classes, you know, school funding challenges related to the arts. Creative Arts Day is more than just that, what you create in an art class. It does include that, but it's also performing arts. Performing arts, including acting, instrumental stuff, vocal work, but also public speaking. And so you brought that up in your comments there too, James, right? Being able to get up in front of a group, critically important.
Yeah.
And you never know, right? It doesn't mean that you're going to be like a broadcaster.
Sure.
In any workaday job, there might be times where you have to get up in front of a team of other staff people. Maybe it's a management piece. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just training your fellow people.
Yeah.
And getting practice while you're young so that you realize that you can get up in front of a group of people, an audience, and you can have all of those nerves. And you can work through those nerves and you can survive the experience to live another day is so important.
And that's so rewarding.
What we do. Absolutely, it is.
It's such a, you know, it's such a win, especially for a young person. They get off stage and you as an adult are thinking, oh, that went rough. But in their head, they're excited. They just accomplished something. And life is so much about that. It's so much about reps. Whatever we're doing in life, the more we do it, the more comfortable we get. And here's an opportunity again. A safe opportunity for kids to get some of those reps, get some of that experience.
Absolutely. So a friend of mine taught me this phrase, right? I grew up learning practice makes perfect. And in 4-H, we're not about the perfect. I don't care if what those young people create is Pinterest worthy. Don't care. What I really care about and what my friend shared with me is practice makes permanent, right? So you can learn those skills that help you succeed the next time. We also talk in 4-H about experiential learning. It's you do the thing, and then you reflect on how you did, and then you can apply it in your life in the future. You know, you get up, and you thought you practiced, and you knew your lines well enough, and then you got up there, and you stumbled over your lines a little bit. Well, how do you apply that next time?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, oh, really? I should have practiced a little bit more. I didn't really know my lines. So next time I'm going to practice and I'm going to learn my lines better.
I really like that. That's really good.
Or what happens if you remember all of your lines and one of your partners up on stage forgets theirs?
Story of my life.
Right? Then there's some other social skills there to learn, though, too, right? Like some empathy, and how do you give some supportive feedback, or how do you help somebody through that? Because we are all our own worst critics.
Yes, yes.
So how do we support people to get up on that stage again after messing up? Mm-hmm. How do we take that into a learning thing where, you know what, we can be persistent. We can make mistakes, we can get back up on our feet again, and we can try again instead of turning away and giving up and telling ourselves that we're no good at that.
Yeah.
So all of these things happen at Creative Arts Day. And the really cool thing is we need audiences. So everybody in the area, in the listening area, is so encouraged to come and see what these young people have been working on.
Is this an event that people need to register for or get tickets for or anything more?
This, for families to come and watch, it's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. It's a walk in the door. But, you know, the kids who are going to be participating, they have to register in advance. So we put together a really nice program because we have different events going on throughout the whole school. So if you want to watch young people perform skits, the program will tell you where and when the skits are happening. Or if you're really more interested in the musical side of things, we'll have three different rooms going, one for vocals, one for piano, and one for all the rest of the instruments. All sorts of things going on at the same time.
The participants, the entertainers, if you will, are they all 4-H members?
All of the presenters, the artists, the creatives, whatever we want to call them.
Yeah.
Yes, they are all 4-Hers, and we'll have the full spectrum of age ranges represented from kindergarten right through the end of high school. So.
I mean, seeing kids do any kind of art, I always enjoy. There's nothing like seeing kindergartners doing anything.
True.
I don't care what it is. That's always a blast. This is a fun event. And I think also we've touched on a couple of things, and there's layers to this. There are a lot of things to take from it. Some we might not even have a chance to touch on, and some you have to feel to know. There's no way you can put a word to it or something. But it also does something, Laura, that I think touches on a little bit of what you did. You said we're saying earlier, since we were kids, we've been seeing funding to the arts cut, funding to the arts cut. Hopefully this creates a little more not only empathy for the arts, but some importance of why we need the arts. Wisconsin finished dead last in the union when it came to putting money into the arts.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the report came out earlier in the year, in January, I think it was. In January that it came out. And ever since then, I've talked to politicians, I've talked to many community leaders and members about this, and the importance of the arts in our world, not just in Wisconsin, but in the world, what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It leads into everything in life. And so when you're supporting an event like this, it's bigger than I think we may realize sometimes too, because all these kids, they're going to go on, they're going to do things, whether it's in the arts or not, and they are going to see how we handle things as adults.
Absolutely. So it's really about prioritizing things, right? And taking a deeper dive into the value of things helps us figure out where priorities should be. And that's why I think, like, sometimes we think that, you know, art is really just about pretty things on the walls or things like that. But it is really so much more. I'm really excited now. This isn't specific to Wood County 4-H at all, but the state 4-H program is in the hiring process right now for an arts specialist.
Wow.
And critically important, especially for, counties like Wood, where we have so many young people with so many talents being led by somebody who doesn't have the skills to do the teaching, right? So I am so excited that the importance of art for young people is being prioritized at the state level. So I'll be able to get more resources to be able to give more meaningful programs to young people here. I really think it is, right? Because like I said, I've got that science background. Boy, can I pull those programs out? You bet. Really challenged when it comes to those other things. So, and the only reason that the state 4-H program is prioritizing this and actually creating a full-time, you know, position around this is because it is so impactful for young people. And it is more than just pretty things on the wall. So much more.
A big shout out to UW and to the 4-H organization for seeing that and taking and jumping on it. That's really cool to hear. That's some great news to hear. When it comes to this event, event, Laura, and people want to take things in, is there a way to kind of see an outline of how the things play out and where I can go to take this in and stuff? Because there's things going on at the same time. Yeah. You may want to take in this event and that event.
Absolutely. Like. So we don't have it published yet. The program is, I mean, here we are just days beforehand, right? But the program is getting final touches put
that's
on.
That's the arts. That's the arts right there. Yeah.
And so as we speak, right, these updates are being made. They will be on the Wood County 4-H website, and then we will have hard copies of the programs there as everybody walks in the door. But the very first event, like performing event, starts at 9 o'clock, and that's piano. Mm. And then everything else is going to start a little bit after that. But we'll have programs going all the way through about 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. from 9 to 1, all sorts of different performing pieces going on. And we'll also have the static arts display in the gym. So there's always something to go in and see. We also have kind of a participatory piece for anybody coming, not necessarily 4-H members. Mm. So there's going to be a creative drawing contest that's happening along with those static art displays. So there will be some things, even if kids aren't in 4-H, even if kids aren't participating in Creative Arts Day itself, there will still be some really cool things for them to do while they're there, besides just sit and watch.
Yeah.
So.
And this is also, as for parents out there, here's not only a great opportunity to do something with the family and the kids, but maybe let them get a little bit of a taste of 4-H.
Mm-hmm. It's a really great spot to see all of the things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe it's not all of the things, but it's a lot of the artistic things that you can do in 4-H, which I think is always a good reminder, because when a lot of people think about 4-H, they think about the farm. And this is really a great event to highlight how much we are beyond the farm as well. So.
As a side note, though, some of the most creative and greatest creatives I've met, farmers.
Oh, my gosh.
People in the ag industry. Those are some creatives right there. Those are some imagination people.
Absolutely. And you know what? So my husband was part of a dairy farm family. And some of the creative ways that they got to fix equipment on the farm. Yeah. And, you know, it all plays into it. Really stretching, like you said, that imagination muscle.
Laura, with this event, again, want to remind everybody that it is coming up. It is this weekend. It is 9 to 3, and it is over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School.
Yep.
Not too far from here, right at the Rams building right over there.
Right. And so the main entrance is the entrance that we will be using. And then we'll be heading and using the stage auditorium down that way. And then in the opposite direction, we'll be using the field house for the static arts display and a bunch of rooms in between.
Yeah. We're speaking with our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. And Laura, we have camp registration open and running right now.
So summer camp. Actually, we have so many summer programs in the works right now. But I wanted to highlight the summer camp program. Our summer camp is a great program. We have 3 days and 2 nights at the Northern Lakes Impact Center up in Rhinelander. And our summer camp is open to youth that are currently in grades 3 through 7. And 4-H membership is not a requirement to attend camp. Young people, I don't know. I just love camp because I tell you, that very first day when we first show up, there's a bunch of kids who don't know each other. Mm-hmm. And it's so quiet.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
and
I didn't thought of that.
The matter of like 3 days' time. Kids are like literally crying because they've built these great new friendships with kids, maybe other kids from Wood County, maybe from Marathon or Lincoln, and they can't imagine saying goodbye to the friends that they've just built this incredible relationship with. Camp is an amazing experience, and the friendship is just a piece of it. Mm-hmm. But the building of independence, the trying new things, the just spending that much time with other young people. Mm. It's really a magical experience.
Yeah.
And so I think it's an experience that everybody should have as a young person. And I know there's a lot of nerves around that.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things. You know, I was a kid growing up, I didn't experience camp. I didn't do that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And it was something I really wanted my kids to have that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. But it is a little like, as a parent, you're like, whoa, I have questions. I have yeah. concerns. And you guys get that.
Absolutely, we do. New this year, mm-hmm. we are going to have a meeting beforehand. It's going to be on Monday, April 15th. It's going to be via Zoom that evening mm. where young people and adults who might be interested, kind of nervous, not sure about, can come on. And what we'll do is we'll give an introduction to what the camp environment is like. You'll be able to see what the cabins look like, what the dining hall looks like. You'll get to find out what some of the activities are. And more important, you'll get to know those of us who are running camp.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we really want is we want young people to succeed. Mm-hmm. And we welcome all young people. It doesn't matter to me if they have challenges related to anything, mm-hmm. right? I am going to work hard to make them successful at camp. Mm. And so we're going to have these meetings to try mm-hmm. and help families understand, right? Like, we can figure out a way to help your child succeed yeah. at camp. And one of the other barriers we hear about for camp a lot is the expense. So we can talk about how to make camp really affordable for families as well.
Hmm.
We're always concerned about the safety of our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we require registration to participate even in this Zoom meeting.
Mm.
So if you're interested in learning more about what camp and 4-H camp is like, regardless of if you're a third through seventh grader is in 4-H, give me a call and I can get you registered for the Zoom. You can reach my office at 715-421-8439, or if you're more comfortable sending an email, my email is Laura, Laura.Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, .edu. And like I said, mm-hmm. I just want to help everybody understand how cool camp is,
mm-hmm.
What their young people will be doing, where they'll be staying, and all of those sorts of things. Registration for camp runs all of April, I think, or maybe not quite all of April. Maybe it closes on April 26th. And so this is right there in the middle of the time. So you'll have some time to think about whether or not this is a great fit for your child or your grandchild or the neighbor next door or mm-hmm. whoever, right?
And Zoom meeting doesn't cost anything. I
not
mean, you can
all.
Take it in and see if you like it. Great. If not, that's okay too.
No commitment at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think first off, I appreciate the attention to detail that you always have. And Jasmine does this too. Mm-hmm. Looking out for our kids at every angle and having people register for something like this. It doesn't. You know, you don't always see that. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's really smart. That right there is a sign though to me of how camp is and mm-hmm. how all these 4-H events are. It starts right there. And you know in your heart as a parent, whether you were at the event or not, that your child is safe. That's such a key part of this. And the freedom to enjoy that time, yeah. not only for parents to enjoy a little time maybe by themselves or what have you, and you have a little peace of mind with that, but the kid and the child knowing yeah. that. Kids feed off of us mm-hmm. more than we realize. And if you're tense, if you're uncertain, they're going to feel some of that. The more comfortable you feel, the more comfortable the kid is and the more fun they're going to have.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've really discovered here is, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with that COVID experience, the safer at home piece, is that young people do have some fantastic questions about their own personal safety and how to do things. And so we are just really aware of that. So we know parents have questions, but we know those young people have questions too. So both are welcome on that upcoming Zoom.
Laura, as we're wrapping up, if we could, we want to remind everybody that you can find out more about the 4-H at 4h.extension.wisc.edu. If you just type into your search bar, Wood County 4-H, it'll pop up. I test that all the time, and it pops right up. I do want to encourage people to sign up, subscribe for the newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything 4-H is doing and what's going on in our community. And you got a great Facebook page as well. For that, it's the Snyder 4-H. You want to look for that, or just...
Actually, so Snyder has their own Facebook. Lots of our clubs have different 4-H or different Facebook pages. So,
I just wanted to promote them, I guess.
Yeah, they're all over.
But there is a lot of great information there. And you can reach out to Laura. Can you give your information one more time?
You bet. So office phone number is 715-421-8439. Or email me at laura.huber@wisc.edu.
Always good to see you and talk with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again real soon.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.